Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Today's message is part two of Are You Aware of the Coming Catastrophe? Now here's Pastor Steve.
There are 12,000 Jews, each from the 12 tribes of Israel, totaling 144,000. They are true Jews who will be alive during the tribulation period. And they were probably won to Christ during the ministry of the two witnesses, and we're going to talk about them later on in the book of Revelation, Moses and Elijah. They preached for 3.5 years during the tribulation, and it's believed that these individuals received Christ during that time. And these Jews will be God's chosen missionaries during the tribulation period. 144,000, think of this, 144,000 Pauls, Apostle Pauls, in the world. During a time, the whole world is being devastated with all kinds of tragedies, all kinds of destruction and death and famines. They will be preaching about Jesus Christ. Give your life to Christ now. You see everything that's happening now. You need to give your life to Jesus Christ. And people are going to listen. In fact, this event will fulfill Christ's prophecy of Matthew 24 and 14. It will result in multitudes of people being born again. In Matthew chapter 24 and 14, it says, "And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all of the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come." You know, the Jews that are saved during the tribulation period is 144,000. However, those who are born again, there will be a number you can't even number. Can you imagine? The Bible says that these Gentiles were born again through the ministry of the 144,000. This is going to be the greatest harvest of souls in history, frankly, because of the tribulation. You know, when you're going through hard times, that's when you can hear God's voice, right? When you really need Him, like you hit the bottom, it's like, maybe I should pray. Well, let me start reading the Bible. You know, that is the way we are, truthfully. You know, difficult times, hard times, they direct you toward God for help. And now during the tribulation period, these Jewish evangelists will be talking to all of the people that they can about accepting Jesus Christ. And so many will receive Jesus Christ as personal Savior and Lord. Actually, Revelation 7 and 9, listen to what it says. "After this, I saw a vast crowd, too great to count, from every nation and tribe and people and language, standing in front of the throne and before the Lamb. They were clothed in white robes and held palm branches in their hands, and they were shouting with a mighty shout, 'Salvation comes from our God who sits on the throne and from the Lamb.'" So this is a picture of those who have died, the martyred saints of God who have died, who've accepted Jesus in front of the throne of God, just thanking God for salvation, that now they have escaped through their death to heaven, basically, and they're giving God praise and thanksgiving. Now, this is very interesting. Verse 11 says, "And all the angels were standing around the throne and the elders, and they fell before the throne with their faces to the ground and worship God." Angels are concerned about your salvation. The Bible says when they saw the multitudes of people who were born again, they fell down at the throne of God and began to worship God. Oh, thank you, God. Oh, thank you, God, that these people repented of their sins and they accepted you as personal Savior and Lord. That is amazing that angels will be so blessed and so moved because of the harvest of souls. We seldom talk about angels. However, they interact with Christians every single day. We just don't see them. They are our protectors. How many of you know that? Probably if we saw them, we'd be scared to death. But the truth of the matter is they are always with us as believers. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 1 and 14, are not angels ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation? Listen to this verse. This verse in Psalm 34 and 7, the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear the Lord, and he delivers them. That word dwell there means that they literally stay with them. Angels travel with us wherever we go. In fact, Psalm 91 in verse 11, it says, for God shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all of your ways. Those words there when it says to keep you actually means to stand as a watchman, to stand as a guard, to protect you. See, we are not alone. God has sent angels to protect us night and day. Can we give God praise for that right now? You know, in this next verse, verses 15 to 17, it actually talks about the trials that these Christians went through during the tribulation period. Let me give you an idea of some of the things that they actually suffered. They're standing before the throne of God, as we've just read, and it says in verse 16, they will never be hungry or thirst again. They will never be scorched by the heat of the sun. For the Lamb on the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and he shall wipe away all of their tears. You know, it shows that these people were suffering from the famine. It says they were hungry, they were thirsty. They were victims of the scarcity of food and pure drinking water. Can you imagine this? So you may say, well, that's a third world nation. Listen, folks, during the tribulation, it's going to be the whole world. The whole world is going to encounter this. People you know are going to encounter this. See, listen, the tribulation period is only 7 years. 7 years. How many of you can remember 7 years ago? Most of us can. It's only 7 years, but it will be the greatest suffering and terror the world has ever known. And you will know people who are going to go through that. In Revelation chapter 8, and I think I'm going to end with this and just talk to you heart to heart just for a minute. In Revelation chapter 8, in verse 1, it says, then the Lamb broke the seventh seal on the scroll, and there was silence throughout heaven for the space of an hour space of a half an hour. Now listen, think of this, heaven, quiet for a half hour. The Bible says it's quiet because the next group of judgments are far worse, so bad that heaven itself is grieving. Just, oh my goodness, what the people on earth were about to suffer. It says in verse 2, I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and they were given seven trumpets. So now we're starting with the seven trumpet judgments. I'm reading from verse 4 now. It says, the smoke of the incense mixed with the prayers of God's holy people ascended up to God from the altar where the angel had poured them out. Then the angel filled the incense burner with fire from the altar and threw it down upon the earth. And thunder crashed, lightnings flashed, and there was a terrible earthquake that God released on the earth. These prayers are the prayers of those who have just been through all this horrible suffering. And let me just say something. God never discards your prayers.
Thank you for joining us for today's message. Here's Pastor Steve with an invitation to this Sunday's very special service.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Thanks for listening to the program today. I want to personally invite you to our Sunday worship service. It's a special service called Family and Friends. I'd like to meet you and shake your hand and pray for you personally. You know, your coming is the only way that I know that you're listening. I want to thank you for your prayers and your support of this ministry. God is touching lives, and people are being blessed because of you.
Come join us this Sunday for a special day of worship and fellowship on our Family and Friends Day.
You'll make some new friends, enjoy some excellent live music with our praise and worship team, and Pastor Hill would like to meet you personally. That's this Sunday for our Family and Friends Day.
We look forward to seeing you there. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas.
You can find out more about the many ministries at Spirit Life Church and other upcoming special events by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Every prayer is remembered in heaven. And so even though these people have now died physically, but they're in heaven, their prayers are still before God. And the Bible says that the angel goes and he takes the prayers and he throws them out. And the result is the fact that now God, in his anger, there's lightning flashing and there's thunder that's crashing. And there's a terrible earthquake that takes place on the entire earth. The prayers that they were praying was, God, judge these people who are murdering us, killing us, doing all of these horrible things to us. A lot of those prayers are found in the book of Psalms. David prayed a lot of those prayers. But the major part of those prayers really had to do with these people who rejected God in Christ. Judge them. Wicked people who reject God in Christ will be judged. But we need to pray for them, folks. You need to pray for your loved ones who don't know the Lord. You need to pray for co-workers, people that you don't know, that they will come to know Jesus Christ as personal Savior and Lord. And Revelation chapter 8 and 7 begins to give us the seven trumpet judgments. Let me just read a little here. It says, the first angel blew his trumpet. Listen, hail and fire mixed with blood was thrown down to the earth. And one-third of the earth was set on fire. One-third of the trees were burned, and all of the grass on the earth was burned. Are you listening? The second angel blew his trumpet, and a great mountain of fire was thrown into the sea. And one-third of water in the sea became blood. One-third of water in all the seas became blood. Verse 9, one-third of all living things in the sea died. One-third of all of the ships in the sea were destroyed. Then the third angel blew his trumpet, and a great star fell from the sky like a burning torch. It fell on one-third of the rivers and on the springs of the waters, and the name of the star was bitterness. It made one-third of the water bitter, and many people died from drinking this water. You know, as you can see, God's judgments are increasingly getting worse at this time. Guys, do you believe I'm reading something that's true? I mean, how often do we talk about this, though? How often do we talk about what is about to really happen to our loved ones, our relatives, and our friends, and hopefully not us? We don't talk about it enough. So I want to pause and talk to you heart to heart. Look, Jesus wanted you to know what would soon happen so that you could be ready. Every one of you in this room. See, the only way to escape the tribulation is by accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior and obeying the Word of God, the Bible. Sharing the book of Revelation is one of the best ways, I think, to witness for Christ. Because frankly, I don't think people get it. They don't really understand, or they don't know the suffering they are about to put up with or go through. When they miss the rapture, they're going through this tribulation period. Folks, the only way that we make it to heaven is by accepting Jesus Christ as personal Savior and Lord. In John 3:3, Jesus said, I tell you the truth, unless you're born again, you can't see the kingdom of God. God sent Jesus Christ to open the way to heaven for us all. Familiar portion of scripture, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, Jesus, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life to give us salvation. Salvation is deliverance from sin and from its evil effects. The word salvation means to rescue, to deliver. It means to bring health to us. But salvation could only be obtained through the shedding of innocent blood. That's why Jesus had to die. He died in our place. Some religions say he never died. Oh, no, he did die. He died on the cross. Luke chapter 23:32 says, and when they had come to the place of Calvary, they crucified him and Jesus died. In 1 Corinthians 15:3, it says, Christ died for our sins, just as the scripture says. He was buried and he was raised from the dead on the third day, just as the scripture says. Oh, look, guys. There are all kinds of different religions that will tell you that this is not true. But all of those religions, frankly, are not from God, not the God of this world. Satan's the God of this world, and he makes up different religions. But this is from the God of heaven. It says Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation. It's the only way that will ever make it to heaven. In 1 Timothy 2:5, it says, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all men. He died in our place. We deserve to die. We were born sinners. He said, well, look, I don't sin. What did I do wrong? You were born in sin. When Adam sinned, the DNA of sin was passed on to every human being. We were all born in sin. So what does that mean? We need a Savior. We all need Jesus Christ. And let me just say this. There are not many ways to God. There's only one. His name is Jesus Christ. All of this foolishness, Lord, help me with the right words. All of these things being said now by different individuals. Just recently, even the late Pope said that many different religions are simply an expression of the same thing to reach God, and God hears them. Well, that's not the truth. Listen to what Jesus said in Matthew 7:13. He said, enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. Broad is the road that leads to hell and eternal destruction, but small is the gate and narrow is the road that leads to eternal life, and only a few will find it. And only a few will find it. And only a few will find it. Guys, we need to say what Jesus said. Everybody's not going to heaven. Only a few will find it. Jesus said, many will say to me, and this is found in Matthew 7:22, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, in that day, and I will say, I don't know you. You disobeyed God's laws, but I said the prayer, Jesus, come into my heart. Guys, it's more than that. You have got to live a righteous life. You have got to follow the word of God. Jesus said, I don't know you, those of you who disobeyed my Father's word. Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. You will keep my word. See, and this is where so many people are deceived. Because unless you're walking in obedience to the word of God, you will not be in heaven. There's no sin in heaven. There's no sin in heaven. You can't go to heaven as a sinner. You have to be born again. The only way you can be born again is through accepting Jesus Christ as personal Savior and walking according to the word of God, obeying God. Jesus said, those who love me, they'll obey my word. Those who don't love me, they don't obey my word. It's real simple. There's a scripture in 1 John that actually says, this is how we know who is of God and who is of the devil. Those people who habitually sin, they're not of God. They're of the devil. You cannot commit sin over and over again and say, I love Jesus, I'm going to heaven. You're not going. Now, how do we accept Jesus as Savior and Lord? The Bible says in Psalm 66 and 18, if I had not confessed my sin, God would not have listened to me. God does not listen to you when you just talk a bunch of junk. You've got to confess your sin. You have to say, Lord, I'm a sinner. I have not obeyed you. I have not done what you've asked me to do, but now I repent. I'm so sorry. I turn from my wickedness. I turn from my past behavior, and I'm turning to you now. I have a change of heart. I want to follow Jesus. I want to follow you. People say, well, look, as long as I'm doing good things, God accepts me. No, in Isaiah 64 and 6, it says, all of us have become like an unclean thing. All of our righteous acts are like filthy rags to God. All the goodness you do, the most you can do, God says that's filthy, filthy rags. See, Titus 3 and 4, it says, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, are we accepted, but according to his mercy, he saved us through the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit. It comes through Jesus Christ. Acts 3 and 19, it says, repent of your sins and turn to God so that your sins will be wiped away. Repentance literally means to go in the opposite direction, have a change of heart, to say, I'm not going to live like that anymore. I can't. I'm going to follow God. I'm going to follow his word. I'm going to receive Jesus into my heart and life. He's going to be my Savior. He is going to be my Lord. And this is what the Bible says. In Romans 10 and 9, it says, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, then you'll be saved. For it is with your heart you believe and are justified, and it's with your mouth confession of salvation is made. And anyone who trusts in the Lord will never be put to shame. Amen. I'm going to end with this. God wants you to warn others about the information in this book. We got to chapter 8. Guys, there is so much more. If your hair is on fire now, you won't have anybody any time we finish the book of Revelation. But it's okay because you can grow it again. Look, I'm going to tell you this truthfully. You got to know this book and you got to share it. You know what the Lord said? He said, if I say to the wicked that they shall surely die, and you don't tell those you know who are wicked, you know, not living for Christ, if you don't tell them their condition and they die, their blood will be on your hands. It actually says that. And that's why I'm saying to you, one of the best ways that you can explain to people that you need Jesus is to talk about the tribulation period. Oh yeah, you're going to go to hell and go into the lake of fire for all eternity. But before you get there, you're going to go through all these things. The most horrible time in human history. And you must share this information with others.
Thank you for being with us today for A Place to Grow. If you were moved by today's message, you can download a copy for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org, and click on Audio Messages. Our new website makes listening and downloading faster and more simple than ever. And if you would like to help keep this radio ministry alive, you can make a gift offering right there online. That's aplacetogrow.org. Today's message was from the Summer Revelation series called Are You Aware of the Coming Catastrophe? This was part two. Now Pastor Steve has a prayer for you.
Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, your Holy Son. Your word says, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Help us, Lord, to recognize the good things that you're doing in our lives, regardless of the circumstances we face. Help us to always realize that it's not what it looks like. You've made us a promise that all things are working together for our good. We thank you for that. And help us, Lord, always to remember to obey you and to look to you in faith for every need. We bless your people today. Help them. Thank you for the answer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.